Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of August 8th through the 12th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. There are concerns on business investment as we hit the midpoint of the third quarter. The expansion can continue without business investment in equipment, as it only accounts for around 6% of nominal GDP, but capital stock and productivity will suffer. Productivity fell 0.5% in the second quarter, the third quarterly decline in a row. Several factors led to the slowdown in productivity, including declines in the energy sector and the slow global growth. One factor can be traced to regulatory changes in the financial sector. Excluding financial businesses, productivity has tracked near 1.75% versus the baseline 1%. Now that the financial sector's adjustment to the tougher standards is winding down, productivity could track a little higher. If the global economy were to pick up a little velocity, companies would likely boost their capital stock investment. In the meantime, the lack of business investment and productivity growth is a potential threat to incomes and future growth. Last week's data highlight looks at the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index inched up from 94.5 in June to 94.6 in July. The report suggests fallout from the Brexit situation did not have much of an impact on U.S. business confidence. The details showed some improvement for the economy outlook, but overall smaller firms are still negative about future economic growth. Small businesses' demand for labor has seen little change over the past several months. The net percent of small businesses planning to expand employment rose 1 point in July to 12%. The net percent of small firms increasing inventories rose from a negative 3% to a neutral reading in July. Plans for capital expenditures fell from 26% in June to 25% in July. Small firms show little signs of ramping up their business investment soon. The slow rise in the optimism index is good news, but some sectors, including views on the economy, are still historically weak. On the international front, German industrial production was slightly stronger than expected in June, rising 0.8 point versus May. Manufacturing output increased 1.5%, while construction output declined by 0.5%. The strong June ended a relatively weak quarter, with overall output declining 1% from the first quarter to the second. Factory orders have been weak lately, but some recent data has been a little more optimistic. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we will start the week with the August NAHB Housing Market Index, released on Monday, August 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern. The index is projected to come in at 60, the same as we saw in July. Homebuilder confidence is in a healthy state and mortgage rates are low, but lack of supply, labor shortages, and economic uncertainty are likely to keep confidence from advancing much further. July consumer prices will be released on Tuesday, August 16th at 8:30 a.m. Look for consumer prices to be unchanged in July after posting 0.2% increases the previous 2 months. Food and energy will be a weight on prices. The core index should increase on trend, adding another 0.2%. July housing starts will also be released on Tuesday at 8:30. Housing starts will likely slip a little, from 1.19 million in June down to 1.18 million in July. Starts have been volatile, but we expect the market to settle down a little. Long term, the outlook looks brighter, but in the short term, the trend is likely to remain flat due to the slowdown in the multifamily sector and the slow progress in the single-family market. Industrial projection for July will be released on Tuesday at 9:15 a.m. We look for total IP to increase 0.5%, as warmer weather is likely to boost utility output. Manufacturing increased 0.4% in June, offsetting May's 0.3% decline. Auto production may have picked up in July, which should help boost overall manufacturing. The factory sector may see a rise of nearly 0.5%, but excluding autos, the growth is likely to be closer to zero. This week, you will find FTR CEO Eric Starks speaking on the heavy truck market outlook at the National Fluid Power Association's Industry and Economic Outlook Conference on Tuesday, August 16th. Eric will also be found delivering a freight transportation outlook at True North's Company Risk Summit on Wednesday, August 17th.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.